So tell us about the process of what you do here.
Well, I source my own grain. I have limited storage here at the mill, so I buy grain in 1-ton lots. Sometimes, if I have a farmer that I contract to grow for me, like I did this past fall, then it's possible that in May or June at harvest time, I will be the proud owner of 20 to 30 tons of grain, all of which I cannot store here. So, a big part of this is logistically moving and handling grain, and that's also the biggest challenge. When we made that shift to white bread, the requirements for that wheat changed dramatically. And wheat is a great crop to grow, but to consistently one harvest after the next produce wheat that is 16% protein and the strongest gluten potential, not every farm in the country certainly can do that. And a lot of regional, smaller scale farmers dropped out of that race because they were losing money, because they would have the wheat harvest, it wouldn't meet the specs for Wonder Bread. When they dropped out, they started selling all of their smaller scale equipment, seed drills, combines for harvesting, tables and sifters and things for cleaning on site at the farms. And when more of the smaller farmers dropped out, some of the medium-sized seed handling and cleaning facilities, storage facilities, trucking facilities also changed directions. So trying to put those back in place and to connect those dots is incredibly difficult. So moving the grain, storing the grain is a constant thing that I deal with every single week. Also, for me, because I made a very deliberate decision to be in the city, 5 years in, I know I was absolutely right. For people to be able to come here and look at the mill and talk to a baker about how to work with this really new type of flour is everything. But it also makes it more difficult for me to function on the manufacturing level because I am limited with the price I can pay per square foot, therefore how much of that I can devote to storing the grain. And so I certainly can't put in anything that could help me clean the grain on site. So that would help with some of that missing infrastructure. But in order to be able to do that means very intense restrictions on ventilation, and I can't just blow the dust out into the atmosphere in Pasadena. So there'd have to be a lot of other measures put in place, and it just becomes incredibly cost prohibitive. So the grain has to come to me basically food grade, cleaned, and ready to be put in my hopper. So once I have that grain, then we have a rhythm now of milling, and I really do mill to order every single week. We start from scratch. And the whole point of that is if we're going to go through the trouble of sourcing incredible wheat and other types of grain and get it here and give you access, then there's no reason for us to also imitate that industrial model and just mill 800,000 pounds of it and then go out and try to sell it. So I'm completely backwards with the business plan on that. I mill fresh each week. If you come to the shop, you're getting fresh flour. If you are a restaurant or a bakery account, it's milled for you every single week. And that is everything to me. It is probably sort of ridiculous, but it's not, definitely not what the industrial successful model would promote. And yet, it is exactly what the industrial model can't deliver. It could never be as flexible as that to give you something that had been milled sometimes 24 hours ago to work with as a baker.